Rabbi Meir Bluff Satzal points out in the Shir Hayam a fascinating point. We start the meeting of Shira, and he said, Kele van veyo leke aviva arimemenhu. So Rashi says that I'm going to take the God of my father and be Lo ani tchilas hakadusha ela muzekas umedusli hakadusha belakusai alai mimei albeisai. I'm at the beginning. I have this already as a masar for my father. And you remember that Chazal says that kelim anveyu that what Shivcha saw on the yam, even the Nevi'im were not able to see. It means the madrega of elikus that Klal Yisrael saw was greater than the madrega, the level of elikus that the others saw. They were able to get the madrega beyond there. So there's a very strong argument to say in that situation where the madrega, what they saw, where they're holding was beyond that of their others, that there should be no need for them to say, Elokei Aviva Rememenhu, Loi Nitzkil Sakadusha, the Muzekas is Elokus to me from the generations beforehand. I don't need to go back to look to my Masura for my understanding of what's right and what's wrong and how the Sumer Kodesh Baruch Hu. I have it, but from my own understanding, Madrega is that I've accomplished myself. And what this even this pasuk is, even after the person is able to say, Uzei Kelev Anveyu, the person still has to be able to say that I have it through a process of Masora, I have it through a process of understanding that I'm not the starting point, I'm a continuation of that which was accomplished beforehand. Maybe there's, you want to say it in modern terms, there's the freshness and excitement of the new discovery. There's the matured and well-developed understanding of the previous generation's understanding which comes before us. So obviously this is applicable to any person who has direct start from their parents. So you'd say, I've come to many understandings, but I have to cherish and honor that which I've accepted from my parents, their understanding of the Yiddishkeit. And as a person gets older, they start appreciating that more. Now, what about a person who doesn't have a direct Masura back to parents? His parents weren't from, etc. So what do you do with that? So for that, many of those people, their Masura is through their rebellion, through their yeshiva, through the person, the people which helped to make them from. And we find the halachic ramifications of that in regards to what type of minhag to undertake. Some say the person should undertake the minhag of the yeshiva where the person is found, etc. So there is, in a certain sense, that the world of the yeshiva functions as the elokei avi for the person. That being said, it's a significant point that a person has to remember that the importance of as we grow and as we develop and as we continue to discover more and as we should and break new ground as we should, there's a tremendous importance of remaining connected and remaining vibrantly connected to the K-O-V-I, to the Elukusoi, which is alive, Mimei Avisai, which is I have this Lukus Bimasero connecting back to generations, back through the generations to generations back to all the way back to the office. Have a good Shabbos.